And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight, for those of us who are joining, who are expecting Dr. Williams, that will be next week on the 3rd at the same time. And I do apologize, but we had some problems with travel plans. But I'm very pleased to have my two guests that were coming on January 3rd to be here tonight. And we are starting with Victoria Laurient Fabish.
Hey.
So welcome, and I really appreciate you being able to come.
Not a problem. Merry Christmas, everyone.
There you go.
And Happy New Year.
Exactly. So tonight we seem to have a theme. It's about therapists.
Yeah.
Now you have a pretty, you know, impressive traditional education.
My education is traditional, and I definitely meld it with the alternative.
Right.
So body work as well as talk therapy, it's a great marriage.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I find that if it's just the talking head, the issues tend to repeat themselves more.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have inner work, more sort of focusing work, inner sort of eyes closed work, to really get to some key core issues, as well as body work, tends to really go to neutralize trauma, neutralize patterns, very, very effective, and also very transformational.
Right. Now we're going to get into all the different stuff you
absolutely.
Do. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and what kind of got you to this place?
Yeah. Well, I started, I would say 89. And
that's pretty early for... Yeah.
I might as well have had a machete in my hand carving a path
Toronto,
me alone going, come on, let's go. So started off very, very, very soon, very early in I would say, early 90s to really, really get going. I started off doing reflexology and therapeutic touch. And then I eventually said, you know what, I really want, I'm a person who believes in education. I really believe in education. I think it's key. I think it's really important. So I went and studied polarity therapy, which is a rather, at the time, rather obscure therapy. It's about a 3-year program. And in polarity therapy, it really is a combo of, again, the mind stuff and the body stuff, but also a lot of psychotherapy. A lot of that is involved sort of indirectly in polarity therapy. And so I found my practice becoming extraordinarily leaning toward the emotional, psychological end of things. And so when I got wind that things were changing in our country regarding psychotherapy and counseling, in terms of the legalities of it all, I said, you know what, go for it. Go and get your master's degree. Go and do whatever you need to do to become, you know, no hoops needed to be, you know, climbed through as much. So get the master's degree, become a member of the Canadian Counseling Association, and just go for it. And so that's really what I'm doing right now. Very much traditional work, but a lot of alternative in there, a lot of holistic, a lot of spiritual, a lot of life coaching, a lot of getting people from where they don't want to be to where they do want to be, and using a menu of things, polarity, psychotherapy, craniosacral, Reiki, life coaching, somatic focusing, goal setting, brain gym, just really using a whole menu to affect a change.
Right. Okay. So that's kind of your education, but
that's
about the journey?
The journey.
What
well,
sort of started it?
I lived in, you know, after university, I my undergrad, I went to live in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
In Cozumel, yeah. I was working at a resort, and basically, I met some very interesting people.
I bet. I bet.
A lot of expats that from the States who come to Cozumel to be part of the sort of emerald tablet energy that is believed to have emerald tablets all over, or parts of Cozumel are believed with the Mayan ruins are believed, it's believed to be there, and Crystal Skull and all this interesting sort of spiritual woo-woo stuff. And I was like, yeah, right. Until I mean, I was just getting all these interesting, you know, the Mayans that work at the hotel, they would, you know, predict the weather, they would heal my headache, they would, you know, talk to the dolphins, and I'm like, yeah. Again, very doubtful, very sort of, you know,
skeptical.
Very skeptical, very, and had some personal health issues going on as well, and my dad was ill at the time with brain cancer and eventually died. All of that sort of converged for me. And I just started to realize that there's more to life than just my physical being.
Right.
And sort of an obviousness to some people who are listening today. But for me at the time, think, you know, mid-80s, you know, and not much going on spiritually, you know. But I just had a sense that, you know, somehow I had energy. I knew what to do with energy. I could touch a person's body and know where there was a hot spot. I could, and I always thought that I was just sort of faking it, but I realized that I wasn't. And so when I returned to Canada, my dad eventually passed away. Oh, and I went through two hurricanes as well. They were life-altering experiences because I nearly died, and so did my boyfriend. It was one of those, oh my goodness, moments, you know,
right.
It was like, you got to make some decisions in your life.
Right.
And two major hurricanes, Hurricane Gilbert and Keith. And I just remember it was sort of a turning point. When I came back to Toronto, I realized I wanted to explore. I didn't know what I wanted to explore. I just knew I wanted to explore something other than just physical, my physical being. And so I just started to study at that point and read. And it just woke me up. And I realized, I said, basically the information was coming to me. And I said, I know that. I get that. I know that. I knew that. And it was more like reminding me of what I already knew and waking that up in me. And I never looked back since then. It's like once the door opens, once you walk through it, my experience and many of my clients would agree, it's like you walk through that door and you can never turn back. You can never close the door to the awareness ever again. So that's really how it all started for me. And it's been an evolution, a cumulative evolution ever since.
You know, it's an interesting thing because I've always said to people, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know, you take this journey, you know, when you're ready, because a lot of times, you know, be careful what you ask for, because you get something and you have to go through it. I mean, I don't know many people that have been able to stop the journey once they're on it. And
no.
And it's, you know, it's...
People try. They go, stop this. I don't want this awareness. Yeah. I'm done with the awareness. You can't. I say, it's like Frodo in Lord of the Rings, saying to Gandalf, why me? Why me? Gandalf saying, because it's yours to do. It's your journey.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember saying to myself, why me? I don't want to know this. Yeah. My friends don't know this. Why should I have to? Why do I have to feel energy? Why do I have to understand about life purpose? Why do I have to be so freaking aware of every single thing that's going on around me all the time? It's a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking that, but you know what? You just keep going. And I had a many personal challenges. You know, tried to get pregnant for years, couldn't get pregnant, you know, and remembering thinking, why is this journey happening to me? I couldn't be more grateful for that journey because I really understand acceptance. I really understand from the profound depths of my soul what it is to wish like hell for something and for it to not come to you, and to then come to the other side and understand that you can transcend difficulty, you can transcend it, you can move beyond it, you can learn from it, you can create an equanimous experience. You don't have to judge it good or bad. You can enter into full. I actually get that. When I talk to a client who is going through the worst moment of their life, divorce, cancer, whatever, I actually get what it is to transcend a bad experience.
Right.
I'm not just talking about it.
Yeah.
I really went through it.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful because I could have gone through that very same experience without any kind of spiritual understanding of life, without any kind of awareness, and be in massive samsara, meaning suffer.
Yeah.
And I'm not suffering. I don't, I didn't suffer as much as I would have had I not had this understanding of life.
Right.
So thank goodness for that.
Yeah. No, and you know, I guess that is the blessing of the journey. I mean, but you need to be aware, I think, you know, as much as the secret, you know, brought us great, I guess, hope, is that the word? You know, it creates an energy all on its own. But, you know, there's the law of karma that can, you know, has a very strong impact on how it is that we live our lives. And, you know, yes, the law of attraction works. But you have to be so aware, and you have to really know deep down what your core issues are, mm-hmm. so that you can transcend those core issues, absolutely. So that you can actually see the gifts, so that you can feel, you right. know. And then, you know, the law of attraction, some of the law of attraction can work, but there's also the law of karma that
100%.
There are sometimes that there are some things that it's not going to be part of your journey.
Well, this is, okay, two things I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I really want to address that, because on the one hand, awareness on its own is useless. You can have awareness,
yeah.
have all the awareness on the planet, in the universe, but awareness on its own doesn't do anything. You need, in my opinion, in order for change to occur, we need awareness, but we need courage. Mm-hmm. We need willingness to follow the path that's in front of you. We need discipline to mm-hmm. do it daily, to be at it every day or every week or whatever it is your discipline mm-hmm. is. And so it's, you know, change occurs with awareness, but you need willingness, you need courage, and you need discipline. And for me, those are the big things that the big four that I consistently talk about when it comes to going from one state of being to another state of being.
Yeah.
Because awareness alone is just a really interesting philosopher talking. Yeah. But we don't, you know, that doesn't change lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole thing about the law of karma, it's like I wish with every fiber of my being, when I was trying to get pregnant, most clients come to me when I want this and I want this and I want this job and I want that man or I want that situation. Why? And you know, everyone said, but they just say, if I focus, you know, I'll get it. And you're right. In some cases, if you focus, if it's part of your life purpose, if it's part of your destiny, your journey, you know what? It does require your focus for you to manifest that and bring it toward. But you know what? There are also many, many things and many, many situations that we have absolutely no control over. And to me, it's really crucial for people to understand that we don't have all the control, that we have a lot of control, but not all of the control.
Or it's like our inner being, mm-hmm. the one that is connected with all.
Right.
That's what has the, that is the cause.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
We only see the effects, so we don't know.
The veil sort of covers, yeah, you know.
What it is that is the true cause of all of these things that yeah. happen or don't happen in our lives. So we're the awareness.
Mm-hmm. Where there is flow, watch to see where the flow is.
Exactly.
If you got the flow, go there. But if you keep being met with obstacles, you know, learn from the obstacles, understand that they're there to teach you something. Don't just have a temper tantrum. Really, really observe in the moment what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you start to observe that obstacle has something to teach you, guess what? You're going to be put on a new path,
yeah.
and wonderment's coming your way. Promise. Promise.
Yeah.
You know, promise.
Yeah.
That's something I have learned. I have really learned.
And the whole bit about detachment and things. You know, detachment's really, it's yeah. really difficult.
It's really hard.
Especially when it's something that
you really
is
want
so
deeply.
Yeah, ingrained in us. And there was a reason why it was there. And there's
yes.
a reason for everybody's, you know, but learning or letting go and letting God or whatever it is that is that peace to you and acceptance. I think acceptance might be the word.
It is,
you know?
Really the deal. It's really the deal. You know, everyone says, oh yeah, I'm working on my acceptance. Well, really work on it and see, you know, really, really work on that, because I really want to say that if you can master acceptance, and by the way, I still have my journey around mastering acceptance on certain things, but I've mastered it on certain things. If you can really get into some acceptance, watch life transform.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Blossom.
You know, incredible. Mm-hmm. You know? So I would really, that's my journey. That has been my journey, yeah. very much so.
Because we've, as children, we had so many conditions put on us. At the beginning, it was unconditional love, and then condition.
Right.
To the point where we, you know, we couldn't learn to accept ourselves. So we, you know, it's really, that's part of the journey, is learning. If you can accept yourself, then you can love yourself. And if you can love yourself, then all the doors open towards you. But yeah. It's
and also understanding, you know, self-acceptance is very much also about understanding the patterns that are going on as a result of the family of origin issues. I do a lot of work with the unresolved family of origin stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the patterns, the parts of us that are unaligned and unintegrated. And it's really the hurt child. A lot of it is the hurt child expressing itself in our adult life and, dare I say, running our life and ruining our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so important to understand that all the crap going on in our life isn't our balanced adult, you know.
No.
Hey, you know, it's our hurt child wanting love and belonging, wanting acceptance and unconditionality, and not getting it.
Right.
Primarily at this moment from ourselves.
Yeah.
So you're never really going to get it from the people that were supposed to give it to you when you were a little one.
Mm.
So what I often talk about is get to a quiet place where you are in communion, in relationship with the most unheard part of you, which is your hurt child.
Mm-hmm.
And go on that journey and start to parent this kid within you like you were not parent. Because you need to tell this child that your own biological parents are really not your parents anymore. It's you. You're your parent. You're the person right now that's going to look after you, make good choices for you, eat properly and dress yourself warmly and choose good people, good relationships, good jobs. You know, you're the one and you got to parent you. There's no one else at this journey, at this junction, if you're an adult, who's going to parent you.
Mm-hmm.
You can want it. You can wish for it. Stop it. Look inside and parent yourself. Because when you start to parent yourself, it's exactly at that juncture that the screaming, tantrumous, hurt child will quiet and will stop ruining and running your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the first question is, you got to ask, how do I know the hurt child is running my life? Well, look around and ask yourself, am I making good choices for myself? Am I in massive debt? Am I in the wrong relationship for me? Am I not happy with my body? Am I, you know, eating crap? Am I taking on more than I really should be? You know, if your life is unmanageable, chances are your balanced adult is not active. But the child, the hurt child, is active.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to bring in the balanced adult. And the only way to do that is to parent the hurt child within. And then you can neutralize all of those patterns that are sabotaging you, that are ruining your life, on creating the unhappinesses. It's somebody asked me, what do you think the what a question. What do you think the key to happiness is, Victoria? You know. Pay attention to your hurt child. Transform that hurt child into a happy child. And your balanced adult will soar and you'll get into your life purpose.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do a lot of relationship stuff.
I do a lot of couples work, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, relationships are, you know.
Of all.
Of everything,
all. Parent,
right?
Child,
yeah.
Husband, wife, mother, you know, whatever.
And of course, we're in a really dynamic period of time where.
Yeah.
You know, there has never, ever in the history of mankind been so many women that are single between the ages of 20 to 50.
Huge, yeah.
Huge. I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's because we're at this very interesting phase. And, you know, so a lot of women are wanting these relationships.
Yeah.
Some of them are at the point where they're doing a lot of work on themselves and they don't want, unless, you know, they're going to pick some, find somebody that's just like them or that's doing the same kind of work or whatever. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, you always have to say, you know, when it comes to relationships, it's two people.
Absolutely.
So there may be predestined that you were supposed to have gotten together, or there may have been a contract that you were to get together.
Mm-hmm.
But we both make choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't, and that's where the law of attraction can't work, because you can't make someone else. You can't rescue someone else.
No.
You can't help somebody else.
No.
You know, it's really the only person you can work on is yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, I say this is that get into your own adult and you'll call upon the adult of the person in front of you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, get into your own adult, meaning all the stuff I just talked about, will absolutely call up the vibration of the adult in the other person. And like attracts like. And if they can't get into their own adult, guess what? They'll fall away and create a space for the next person to come into our into your life.
And I always say it's really important to allow them to do that growing. Because if you keep wanting to rescue them, which is what a lot of women want to do, it's not giving them an opportunity to grow. They can't become that balanced adult because they're, you know, they're not growing themselves.
No, they're atrophied by you.
Yeah.
By, you know, so yeah. And you really don't want to atrophy your partner because you're going to be basically unhappy with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, try not to do that. Really become aware. It's codependence, you know, it's, you know, and how do you know you're in a ask yourself, how do you know you're in a codependent relationship? If your self-esteem rises and falls based on the mood of the person you're with, you're in a codependent situation. Mm. Now, buzzword, annoying buzzword. I get that codependence is an annoying buzzword, but it really is an effective buzzword because if your self-esteem is going up and down based on someone else's mood, that's a sign.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Means you're not paying attention to you. You're paying attention to somebody else.
You got it. You got it. Exactly. But we're conditioned to do it.
Of course we
are. You know, be good girls, be good boys, you know, mommy's not going to love you if you don't this and that and the other, you know, it's a message that's repeated. So it we all come by it fairly, you know, fairly naturally. So, but be very mindful of that because if you're feeling good or bad based on how someone is feeling in your room or in your presence, you got to watch that.
Yeah. And then boundaries.
100%. Boundaries are so important.
I mean, because a lot of people aren't even aware that somebody else is affecting them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're not inside themselves to really feel it. Boundaries is probably on my YouTube thing.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. Let's talk about Ask Victoria.
Yeah, I have a video blog website on YouTube. It's youtube.com/AskVictoria. I invite questions. I invite queries. I upload a video every 1 to 2 weeks. And I have can't believe the most popular one has been about boundaries. It was the worst shoot in that the camera wasn't working so well, but the information was amazing. And, you know, how do I know I have good boundaries was the topic kind of thing. Or how do I know about boundaries? And I just sort of put a few key pieces together that how do you know that you're being invaded or you're being invasive or, I'll give you one tip. If you're revealing too much of yourself at the first meeting, if you're revealing everything, if you're super intimate right at the first meeting, you are experiencing and displaying inappropriate boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, reveal a little of yourself at a time and then check for compatibility. And then inch by inch, make that decision. Don't give it all away on first meeting. That's the fastest way to establish poor boundaries with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So be very, very mindful of revealing too much, black and white thinking, he's good, he's bad, you know, trusting no one or trusting everyone.
Yeah.
These are all inappropriate boundaries. Ask someone before you touch them. That's an appropriate boundary. You know,
yeah, I'm thinking there's not many men that will say no, but yeah, you ask.
Know, yeah, ask. Can I touch you? You know, can I hug you? Don't just assume that it's okay.
That's true.
Because you're also giving them a message as to how to treat you.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
Right, because it's a reflection. Expectations, lower them. You know, you have a right to ask for what you want, but don't expect the answer to be yes.
Yeah.
There's a 50-50 chance a yes or a no is coming at you. So allow for that. Drop your expectations. Bring it down. Bring it down. And sort of, if you think of those things, you're going to probably fare better in terms of giving yourself an opportunity to see who's in front of you really, as opposed to what you want to deliver, what information you want to deliver.
Right.
Same thing with friendships. Another video that really, really kind of got quite a bit of hits was a video I uploaded based on a question. Why are my friends always disappointing me?
Hmm.
And the answer that I gave to that was it's all about expectations again. You know,
right.
Inappropriate expectations. We have I talk about the A, B, C, D friendship categories. So we have A friends, B friends, C friends, and D friends.
Mm-hmm.
Only very few people should be put in the A category. That's the most intimate category.
Right.
And then you have maybe even, you know, you have a few more in the B, and then C are acquaintances, and D are like work people or your spouse's work people that you really don't have a friendship with, but you have a connection with on some mild level. Don't have A expectations of your D people. You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah, don't have A expectations of your C people. Have A expectations of your A people. Only those people, and so therefore you'll have only a couple, one or two, if you're lucky, three. Those are the people that you want to, you know, have a deal with, a contract with, so to speak. Not a contract that's binding, but sort of, you know, if I'm in trouble, I can call you. Mm-hmm. If you're in trouble, you can call me. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to do that to your D people or your C people or even some of your B people. So put your expectations appropriately where they belong, and you'll be less apt to be disappointed by people.
Right.
Very simple concept, but really effective if you apply it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, check out the YouTube, youtube.com/askvictoria.
Right. And they can also get you from your website.
Right. www.visualizationworks.com, visualizationworks.com. And I have a meditation you can, you know, you can, free meditation, you can listen to, a guided meditation.
Yes.
You can download some stuff, and you can, lots of information, articles that I've written, so you get a real sense of the work and get some really good free information.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you would like to talk about? We've got a few couple minutes left, but is there anything that we haven't really touched on yet that is really, you know, key to what you do or who you are?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the focus that I have that is, you know, I work with highly motivated people that are interested in going from where they're not happy to where, you know, they're okay with life. And what that requires is self, be in the moment with yourself. You can't really change yourself if you don't know exactly where you are. Get to know your dark side. Get to know the stuff that is motivating you. Understand what your motivations are. Understand that you have a dark side. I have a dark side. We all have a dark side. Don't try and deny it. It is there. It's there for us to learn. In fact, I think we learn more from our dark side than from our light side. Mm. You know, if we really can embrace and accept that stuff, what happens is those parts of us that are dark, we can transform.
Mm-hmm.
We can transform. And not only can we transform them, but we can be... like, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Right. If your dark side is motivated
Please don't throw the baby out.
If your dark side is motivated by, let's say, having a sense of belonging, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe do things that are all about that, understand that that belonging is a good impetus. To want to belong is a positive thing. So don't throw your dark side out, because you're going to learn, if you look at your dark side really square in the eye, you're going to learn what motivates that dark side. And usually it's something positive. Understand what the positive benefit is to your dark side. And I promise you, if you do that, you will then be able to get aligned. You'll be able to say, hey, I don't like that I give all of myself away in order to feel a sense of belonging. But a sense of belonging is a good thing. So don't throw the sense of belonging out, but find a more aligned way to get that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. So learn from your dark side.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main message.
Yeah.
That's the main message.
It's a good message.
Thank you.
The next interview is on New Year's resolutions. Is there anything that you would?
Well, I would say my New Year's resolution is to, you know, deliver, as I said, knock down the walls of my office and deliver information outside of my office. Just get my message out there more. Prominently.
Right.
Because I think that there's some good stuff to get out there. Yeah.
So let's find a way to get all of our information out there to
whoever wants it.
The people that need it.
Exactly.
I think there could be an interesting show on relationships that we
absolutely
might want to co-work together on something.
Cool.
Because I think that might be a niche that's really necessary at this time.
Mm, well, yes, we need
all relationships.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
any kind of relationship. Yeah,
and the most important is the one
with
ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Should I drop my phone number?
Yeah, absolutely.
416-916-6066. I'm in the DuPont Spadina area. Give me a call, drop me an email, and definitely go to the YouTube website and check out the videos. There's about 20 up right now with lots of great information. And I'm always looking for questions and comments.
Great.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you very much. And I enjoy another opportunity to connect with you soon.
Big time. Big hugs.
All right.
All right.